The director Clint Eastwood has a tough act to follow, himself. Mystic River was last year's double Oscar winner. But our movie reviewer says Eastwood has managed to find material just as good. Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition has this review of Million Dollar Baby.
Clint Eastwood is American film's last and best classicist, a 74-year-old director who's aged better than a sideways Pinot Noir. His fearless and idiosyncratic choice of material has made him more of an independent filmmaker than half the people at Sundance. He continues to find ways to surprise audiences, yet remain himself. Eastwood's latest film, Million Dollar Baby, is his most touching, most elegiac work yet. Million Dollar Baby is a tale of the power and cost of dreams set in the unforgiving world of professional boxing. It's a film that has the nerve and the will to be as pitiless as it is sentimental. And it's got some of the emotional daring of the great melodramas of Hollywood's golden age, when films considered it a badge of honor to wear their hearts on their sleeve. Eastwood plays a cantankerous boxing trainer and manager who's let ring rust form on his personal relationships. The only exception is his gym's manager, played by Morgan Freeman. Seeing these two work together is an absolute master class in how understated acting can be used to magnificent effect.
You got big holes in your socks.
Oh, they're not that big.
Didn't I give you money for some new ones?
These are my sleeping socks. My feet like a little air at night.
How come you're wearing them in the daytime, then?
Because my daytime socks got too many holes in them.
Into this hermetic world comes a hard-scrabble young woman who's focused her entire life on a single goal, having Eastwood's character mold her into the best fighter she can be. Hilary Swank, an Oscar winner for Boys Don't Cry, is clearly not an actress for surfacey roles. Her gift is bringing complete believability to the most extreme, most willful and passionate of characters. It's a given that Eastwood will relent and take her on, but that is the merest beginning to their surprising story.
What is it you want?
I was on the undercard. I won my fight, too. Maggie Fitzgerald?
Well, Maggie Fitzgerald, what's up?
Did you happen to see it?
Nope.
I did pretty good. Thought you might be interested in training me.
I don't train girls.
Maybe you should. People see me fight, say I'm pretty tough.
Girly, tough ain't enough.
Eastwood's fine work with actors includes the job he's done with himself. His performance in Million Dollar Baby is exceptional, the most nakedly emotional of his 50-year career. How much longer Eastwood will want to be directing is a fascinating question. If he'd wanted to go out on a classic high note, Mystic River would have been a good choice. But he found in Million Dollar Baby something that touched him, something he could handle beautifully. Now, thanks to his great and ever-increasing skill, it touches us as well.
That's Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.